This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi all. What's your favourite... question, because I was chatting to someone last night who was in a certain Dublin pub and I instantly got jealous because I was like, oh, that's a pub I really like and I'd like to be in right now watching the match with you. It was the Bleeding Horse. I don't know what it is.
I don't like the Bleeding Horse.
Oh.
I don't mind the Bleeding Horse.
I like the Bleeding Horse a lot.
It's got some cool sections.
It does. Upstairs is very exciting.
The upstairs is cool. There's cool cubby holes and if you get
there
nice, there's loads of cool snugs.
What's your issue there now?
The Bleeding Horse for me sounds too English, first of all. It sounds like an English pub. Do you know what I mean?
I think of it as the Bleeding Horse.
Do you?
I also love it because I heard about the history of it and why it's called the Bleeding Horse. It's actually quite sad though.
Why?
About when that went back when there was a lot of construction and stuff in the city, the horses were put under a lot of pressure to bring in.
Ah.
So by the time they hit the top of the town, unfortunately, some of them would actually...
That is interesting. I'll go now. Thank you.
No, but I think way back when my friend Davian's dad told me that when we were in the Bleeding Horse one night, he was like, and I was like, I was actually really upset for the poor animals. But yeah, apparently they were after such a slog and bringing in such heavy shit for the city that they'd actually possibly be on the verge of bleeding.
Wow.
By the time they got to that point.
Interesting.
Well, I'm never going there again.
I know, my job.
The Bleeding Horse is good for a night out. Like, it's generally like kind of buzzy.
I love the Bleeding Horse in particular is when you come in early, say in a Saturday in the summer, and you're sitting out like having something to eat and a drink, and you can see everyone just like coming in from the south side for their night out. I love seeing all the outfits. Saw Brian O'Driscoll and Amy get out of a taxi there before.
It is good people watching spot.
To be fair, it's right on the corner there as well.
Where would you FOMO about if someone mentioned, I'm in this pub, would you be like, wish I was there?
Yeah, Kyo's.
Kyo's always.
I just love Kyo's.
Yeah, day, every day. Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs, downstairs,
like upstairs,
outside, inside, I don't care.
On the street, around the corner, on the curb across the road.
Standing on the middle of the road.
If you get the seat outside, I'm buzzing.
I got it once.
I never got it. I got the snug ones though.
I've never got the snug.
Yeah, I've got the snug ones.
Me and my old work friends used to book the snug if there was like a little work session.
Yeah.
I have a friend who'd be well in there and we'd book the snug would be reserved for us. Yeah, if we were going in, say, on a Friday at 3 o'clock for a few after work, we'd book the snug and that was just the best time ever. Yeah.
Can't be an old pub.
What's your favourite pub?
I would have to say Kyo's. Yeah, Kyo's makes me feel really happy. And the staff remember your name. That's really nice. Dave, who works in there, is such a nice guy. Emma.
How do you get to know their names?
Again, because that mutual connection when I used to work in the last place, maybe there a lot more. He was good friends with them.
Emma's a chatter. She'd be asking them their names.
Yeah, Thomas. Exactly.
Good old Thomas.
Exactly, Thomas. Okay, catch you back here tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
And enjoy today's show.
Bye-bye. Oh, also shout out to Slattery's. That's another deadly pub.
Let's go. Dave and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Hello there, what's the story?
Good morning, what's happening? How are we? What are we? We're Wednesday.
Yeah, didn't expect to need a brolly this morning, but here we are, guys.
I wore the coat again.
Did you?
Yeah, big coat.
I made the mistake a few weeks ago when I got back from New York and I had the suitcase out. I packed away all the big heavy coats.
Oh, so did I. I did that as well.
And this morning I was like, oh, couldn't be arse going looking for them now.
No, I refuse. Yeah, I will freeze.
I will freeze too.
I will freeze until September. It's fine.
You guys are so smart. Sounds like a great idea.
I'm actually heading along to see Killian Sunderman tonight.
I love Killian Sunderman.
Yeah. He's so great.
Never seen him live before. I've only ever seen him through my screen on my phone.
Oh yes, on videos. Yeah.
Where is he playing?
He's doing on Shaw.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Hey, cool. Camden Street, is it?
Yeah. Oh, I've heard they do comedy gigs there
now. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Is it going to be in Irish?
I'm Neilisigum.
Sounds like you'll be fine.
If it is, you will be fine.
My favourite ever video of his, if you don't know him online, is, remember he used to do those countryside hedge reviews?
Yes, I love them.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Well, that does give me a COVID shiver now.
Yeah, a little bit.
That was classic COVID.
Actually a thing. I need to see him in the real world because I've only ever really seen him during that time.
Yeah.
And prominently, as I said, on video. But again, like you, I have that connection and I don't think he deserves that.
Yeah.
I need to see him in a happy place.
Do you listen to his podcast?
I don't actually.
He has a podcast with Shane Dan Byrne and Tony Cantwell. It is called Young Hot Guys Podcast.
It is
my favourite thing in the entire
world. That's true. You have recommended that a few times.
I was upstairs in this building once and I very awkwardly went, hi, I really like your videos. He was like, hey, what's your name? And I was like, Ashling, bye.
He came in, I think that same day, and I stupidly think like people, I'm like, oh, I'll just say hello to them as if I know them. He has no idea who I am.
Yeah.
So I went, oh, hi, Killian. And he's like, hi, where's Today FM? And I was like, okay, I put in my place.
Let's go.
Rise and shine, everybody. You're giving me a good feeling.
world's number one hit music station. I think we need to make that more of a thing. It's too fun. It's right there.
Yeah, we should do that every time. Every people will love that. It'll never get old.
You're with Emma, David, Aisling. How are you?
I raise you, Peggy. Who?
Peggy.
Yeah. Still fresh.
Yeah. It was. It was a miserable day yesterday. It's a miserable day today. However, things are looking up.
Oh,
not
really?
Weather-wise, but the new Shrek movie is officially coming out.
Oh, suddenly I'm fine.
Yeah. Any guesses what number Shrek this is?
I know because I saw it online.
Did you? So Shrek number?
Five.
Five is right.
Aisling, when you were off, Dave, Aisling was talking about you were saying about your man.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy did an interview and he was saying that Shrek 5 was coming.
Oh, exciting.
And I did a prediction as to what the plot would be of the new film.
And can you give me some highlights?
It was like, oh, the swamp is all gentrified and they're all set up their own businesses and stuff.
Yeah,
but Eddie Murphy was kind of talking out of turn and we were kind of saying he's going to get in trouble for this.
It was
the big moment was last night, wasn't it?
The big news, yeah.
Okay, right. Well, not good on Eddie, but good news for us, though.
Yeah, delighted.
If you haven't seen the last five or last four movies, then don't worry, I'll recap for you. An ogre's peaceful swamps invaded by fairy tale creatures, leading him on a quest to rescue a Princess Fiona, earn back his solitude from Lord Farquaad. Later on, Shrek and Fiona marry. They go to visit their parents. They face some complications. A fairy godmother comes in, wants to separate them, things like that. Didn't work out though, don't worry. All is good in the world of Far, Far Away. Then Shrek then sets out to find like a suitable heir to the throne. Mm-hmm. Finds one named Arthur. He's a cool guy because he doesn't want to be king. Plus, he's about to be a father, which kind of sucks. He realises it's more fun though, but then he's like, I kind of want my old life back. And he wishes kind of this to have his old life back just for a day.
Yeah.
And all things kind of just turn upside down with Rumpelstiltskin, and it is a lot of fun. So that's what you missed on Shrek.
Wow. So that was the last one.
That was the last one, okay. Yeah. So,
and there's kids around now, isn't there? Kid ogres.
Yeah. There's plenty of them.
Cokers.
So, all excited for Shrek 5 then. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe the swamp will be gentrified. You have plenty of time to be excited. It's not coming out until 2026.
Oh, no. I thought it was next year.
Which is a bit ridiculous. The last one, Shrek 4, was released in 2010. That's 14 years. 14 years. So here is a bunch of stuff that happened since the last Shrek movie.
Okay.
The opening of the Aviva Stadium.
Oh my God.
Obama said his Phaedra Lane in College Green. Nathan Carter released Wagon Wheel. Ireland had a horse meat scandal. Pharrell Williams released Happy.
Oh.
Ireland voted yes to gay marriage.
Yay!
Two brothers won silver at the Olympics and said, close your eyes and pull like a dog.
And they'll say it again this year.
The fidget spinner became a thing in our lives.
Oh my God. Yeah. No fidget spinner before the last Shrek.
We repealed the 8th.
Yay.
Maura Higgins said, fanny flutters. COVID happened. COVID went away.
Yay.
COVID happened again.
Ooh.
Then went away.
Yay.
And then Emma, Dave and Aisling came together.
Oh, would you look at that.
What a time to be alive.
14 years. A lot happens in 14 years.
Honestly, doesn't it?
Oh, that could happen before the bloody movie's out.
That's so true.
As well.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'll do another one then.
Yeah, do actually. Recap. Here's from now until
we
then.
Still don't have a metro.
Keen to Crow, this is Here It Is. You're on Spin. Tiesto, Tim McRae and 10:35 on Spin. What's the crack this morning?
But it's only 19 minutes past 7.
Oh, good joke. Again, another one that never gets old.
Ah, so good.
You get it. Yeah. 10:35.
I do. It's brilliant. Oh, that's brilliant. We're never on air at 10:35.
It's 19, minutes, minutes past 7.
Oh. Guys, I need to tell you about a new app that I think is going to bring a bit of power back to the renter. If there was ever a time to bring this app in, finally.
It was 10 years ago.
Well, especially now. Obviously, the renting situation is a mess. It's a disaster. There's money grabbing going on left, right and centre. And if you use the likes of Uber, I think so much more, it's much more common kind of in the UK, I think. The rating system on Uber over the last few years is like a big deal.
Okay.
Because if you, so you can basically on Uber rate your driver and then your driver also has the opportunity to rate you. It's on free now and all the rest. But I think it's been in the UK for a while and I listened to my therapist Ghosted Me, the podcast with Joanne and Vogue, and they're always giving out being like, oh, I lost a star from my driver and I don't know what I did wrong.
A full star is a lot to lose.
Yeah, like if you get a 4-star review from your driver, they'd always be giving out. They're very upset about that.
Yeah.
Because if you're stuck on a night out trying to get a taxi and they see that you've got a lower rating,
they just
want to pick
it.
Up someone that's going to get the 5 stars. You know, that kind of way.
And so, I feel like the 5 is just kind of the standard with that type of thing. It's like if you don't like cause a ruckus, 5.
Sure.
Yeah, anything lower is not good.
So there's now an app similar like this coming in for renters and for landlords. Okay, so it's an app called Rate Your Landlord. Now, it obviously comes with a little bit of concern. If you're living in a place for multiple years and they can see that their name is being used on this, you're not really going to give a bad review to the landlord when you're currently living in the house, obviously.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people using that landlord at any one time.
So if they see their name pop up on a bad review, chances are you're going to get the boot. So it's more so in hindsight, if you used to have the landlord or something and you're kind of prepping other tenants. And hopefully, as the years go on, there'll be more genuine reviews of landlords as people are about to move in somewhere.
I had a landlord before that was a company. It wasn't like a person, do you know what I mean? I feel like this would be really good for them because I would leave them a scathing review now, back then, tomorrow, any day.
Anytime. It's coming in the next few weeks and it was started by these two gals in Canada who were just like battle-worn and were like, we need to give some power back to the renter. So as I said, landlords are rated on a scale of 1 to 5 on a range of criteria from repair, responsiveness, health and safety, rental stability, tenant privacy and respect. Now it is anonymous, but as I said, I don't think I'd be doing this until I had long moved on.
Yeah,
Thank you very much. And had my deposit back in my pocket.
A little reference in your back pocket as well.
So I was thinking, just similar as I said, I think with the likes of Free Now and Uber, I know like Callum gets a taxi first thing in the morning, sometimes gets a right chatter. I don't think I'd be able to give a taxi at 5:30 in the morning a 5-star review if they're chatting to me. Sorry.
Pick
up on the vibes. I think a genuine 5-star review is when you say, for example, I was on the way to Malahide the other day and we got a taxi for part of the journey and the guy was chatting and he knew the vibe. We were chatting. We were in a good place. I was like 5-star, hands down. That was good. Crack.
Right. Okay.
But I appreciate a taxi driver who can pick up on the mood.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. That's
I'm not
fair.
Really in the mood to chat right now.
Yeah. I'm sure he was really sensing the mood.
Yeah.
And not just talking to everybody.
Well, considering we were going to Nicki Minaj, and it was a gig, I think there was a bit of a buzz about. Anyway, so I was thinking of different kind of rating systems I would give a landlord in this situation. Landlords that arrive unannounced, 1-star.
You can't do that. It's illegal.
I was thinking from your Dave, because obviously you love your landlord mm-hmm. to drop by with Christmas hampers.
Yeah.
5-star.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good 5-star.
All day. What's your guy's name? Sound lad, John.
That'll be John.
Yeah. Landlords who agree, like in my case, that the couch is awful and say they'll replace it for you. 5 stars.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
3 stars. And if they actually do it, 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. true. He actually sat down and went, God, girls, you're right. It's very uncomfortable. And then bought one.
Class.
Landlords who do useless DIY jobs to things that need fixing to save money and it's never quite properly fixed, you know, that way, wouldn't be into that now at all. I appreciate the effort. Maybe 3 stars. Being slow to return your deposit despite you leaving the place as you found it.
That's
0 stars.
And then this is my personal most important 5-star, something that happened to me recently that I'm still mortified about. Landlords who ban you from lighting candles in your room. Wait. After you've asked him to check the room for mold in a slightly accusatory way.
Okay.
And it turns out to be soot from said candles.
Oh. We had an issue.
5 large stars.
You don't worry about that. My bad.
Too sweet on spin. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hosier is too sweet on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I was just telling you about a new app that's in the works and is due to launch in the coming weeks. It's called Rate Your Landlord, which is great. Bit of power back to the people who are renting and all that.
As if we have the option to go, I don't like that landlord. I won't move in there.
Yeah, we're just like, they've got a terrible rating, but a great price. So I'm in.
Oh my God, you have a roof? When can I move in?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I was saying the different ways I would rate a landlord depending on whatever. And I was explaining that in my personal situation, I did kind of say to my landlord in a slightly accusatory way, I think there might be mold in my room. And he went and had a look and realised it was soot from my candles. It all backfired quite badly and I'm on a candle ban in my room.
I feel like this needs to be a bit of a public service announcement because I lived in a house before with my friend and she used to burn like Yankee candles and stuff. And the room was black.
No way.
Yeah, and it was like really weird. We only kind of noticed it when she moved out. The walls just had a haze of soot over the whole walls. And then we looked and like realised that at the vent, it was like all black around the vent. And she was literally just breathing in smoke.
Yeah.
While the candles were burning. So if you have, this is turning weirdly serious here now, but if you have a candle where the rim of it is all black, like, you know, like the rim of glass. The glass, don't burn it again.
Really?
Or something. Because something bad's happened.
Or something.
There.
I can't remember the advice, but you know, sure. There is something.
Oh, just that's bad.
That's if you have a candle that has black edges around the rim, Google it.
Well, you have a candle.
We know that much. Whether you should burn it or not, we don't think so.
And there's a 50% chance you're in trouble.
Morning.
And we wonder, do you fancy yourself €200 to spend at the new Decathlon store? It's just open on O'Connell Street.
Finally. So excited for this.
Every morning on the show this week, we have that €200 to give away so you can get everything you need at Decathlon.
Yeah, discover top quality equipment, clothing and accessories for, listen to this, 70 sports with free click and collect as well. You'll find everything you need to fuel your passion at Decathlon, ready to play.
If you want to win yourself that €200 voucher, we have a very simple game for you to play. We just need you to send us over the word sport now in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. The word sport in a WhatsApp will do to 087 711 1038. But first,
yeah, I did mention this briefly yesterday. I was like, what the hell? I could never in my life, what the hell, name 70 sports. So I think we need to try this
70
out.
Sports.
So we're going to play our own game of naming 70 sports. It's not the game that we're going to get you to play when you come on.
All you need to do right now to win is sport in a WhatsApp, as Ash said. But for now, I'm going to start by saying football.
I'm going to start by saying Gaelic football.
Golf.
Hurling.
Tennis.
Athletics.
Camogie.
Swimming.
Baseball.
Skiing.
Trampolining.
What?
That's 10.
Is that a sport?
Yes,
is it in the Olympics?
It's
yes.
On the Decathlon website.
Wow, okay, rugby.
Horse riding.
Cricket.
Fishing.
Snowboarding.
You are really good at this. I can't think of it.
What do you like watching? Oh!
Ping pong!
Tennis!
I said tennis!
Oh, boxing!
Wrestling.
MMA.
Bowling.
UFC. I think we've spent.
Yeah. I think we're done.
You spent a lot of time on that and you got less than 20 in the 70 available. Let me go through the S's. Sailing, scootering, skateboarding, skiing, sledge, snorkeling, snowboarding, spearfishing, squash, stand-up paddleboard, surfing and swimming, all on the Decathlon.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
We'll try again tomorrow.
If you want to win that €200 voucher, get in touch now with the word sports 087 711 1038. Do that in WhatsApp this morning for your chance to win at Spin.
I didn't think you'd understand me.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. All this week on our show, we want to give you €200 to spend at the brand spanking new Decathlon.
Yeah, discover top quality equipment, clothing and accessories for 70 sports with free click and collect.
Yes, they've got everything you need to fuel your passion at Decathlon, ready to play. I'm dying to go in and have a little go.
It's of course on O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
Brand new. It smell has that lovely new shop.
Oh, new shop smell. Oh,
squeaky floors.
Mm. To be fair, the building isn't that new though, so I can't imagine.
Oh, it's been dickied up.
It has been, to be fair.
Oh, Cleary's back at it again.
Orla's on to give her game a go and try and win this €200 voucher we have to go every single day this week. How are you, Orla? And what are you up to this morning?
So on my way to work.
Very
what do you
good,
do,
nice
Orla?
And early.
I'm just an intern at the moment.
You're not okay, just any... Yeah, well, to be fair, you are just an intern. That's absolutely fair.
Can you tell us where you're interning or what the industry is?
Biopharma.
Biopharma.
A girl smarter than
See,
me.
You're not just biofarming anything.
We stand women in STEM.
I think we do.
STEM, right? That's science.
Is that science?
Or technology?
It sounds like science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know my friend's sister is...
Oh, yeah, I know her.
I think this is biopharm. I don't know. But she does works in a lab, which could be where you work, Orla, a lab.
And
she does STI checks in her lab. So whenever my friend wants an STI check, she just gives her the sample. She brings it into work and tests it for her.
No way.
That's so fast track. Handy.
That's handy. Is so that the handy. Kind of stuff you do, Orla?
Do your
Orla?
Friends ever give you samples, Orla?
Carrying around... Oh, that sounds weird. You've been carrying that around from your friend. Anyway,
Orla, do you play sport?
No.
Okay. Cool. See you later.
Have you used for a Decathlon voucher? I'm sure you do. They've got cool exercise gear and everything in there.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Nice workout gear and all
that. Let's see if we can get you a €200 voucher for Decathlon, which you are very excited about.
Yeah.
Okay, producer Callum will be displaying in the room some bits and bobs you can buy in Decathlon. It's up to you to guess them correctly. We'll be describing them to you, but we won't be able to use any of the words that he's displaying, okay? So you need to listen very closely to
like
us.
Like a game of heads up, Orla.
Exactly. So you need to choose who you want to play for you, myself, Dave or Aisling. All good. Just go with whoever you want.
Aisling.
Cool.
Aisling.
Orla.
Here we go. 30
After
seconds.
My little STI story, maybe.
30 seconds on the clock. All that does is makes me think that you have an STI.
No. If you were listening. Anyway, carry on.
Here
okay,
we go.
Let's go.
30 seconds on the clock.
All right. They played this. There was a World Cup of this before. A big Brian O'Driscoll
Soccer?
Plays this. No, Brian O'Driscoll.
Oh, rugby.
And what are they kicking?
A rugby ball.
Yes. Okay, I'm on a bike and I have to wear something on my head.
Cycling?
Something's on my head where I wear
a helmet.
Yeah. And then I'm going very fast and I need these on my feet.
Runners.
Yes!
Spot on.
Excellent. Good performance by you, Orla, but also a much better performance from Aisling. So well done to everyone involved.
That
I was nervous
good.
That rugby ball was. I started going down the wrong track with the World Cup and all that, but we got there.
There was a World Cup.
Brian O'Driscoll,
before?
He played 15 years ago.
Orla, you've won yourself a €200 Decathlon voucher. Well done and have a lovely day.
Congrats, Orla.
Cheers.
We'll give you another chance to win that €200 Decathlon voucher after 9 tomorrow.
Oh, mixing it up.
After 9.
I'm trying to think of like how I would describe some of the things that Ash was describing to Orla there. Like a rugby ball. Could you say a round thing for, like, could you say it's round and
well,
Brian
it's not round, really,
used to
is
kick it?
It?
But this is, I think
it's
it is
oval,
round.
Oval, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still round.
Ovular.
What does round mean? Round doesn't mean have to be like spherical. It doesn't have to mean like ooh. I'm round.
Can't believe
I'm
you
not
just said spherical. That was
spherical.
A very big word.
Shut up.
As in it's just
that was the worst thing you've ever said to me. 2 years on this show and that's the closest I've come to quitting.
Dave, sometimes we all just need a boost. What? A compliment, a pat on the back.
Well done, Dave. Spherical. Your teachers would be so proud.
Here's Paul Russell on the spin.
Let me tell you. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spins all these nights on spin. Good morning.
Morning.
We've just been chatting about the new Decathlon store on O'Connell Street and Dave brought up the very astute question of what shape is a rugby ball?
Yeah, but it's not even that I'm curious about the shape because I don't even know if it is a shape.
You just wondered if you could describe it as a round.
Yeah, because it is round.
I think you probably could describe it as round, like it rolls.
Yeah.
I guess. But I have looked up the actual shape of a rugby ball and what it's actually called.
There is a genuine shape for it.
This is a good one for a table quiz question here. It is a prolate spheroid. Or maybe spheroid.
See, now, if you say spheroid to me, I'm thinking you've no friends.
Prolate sounds slightly like medical.
Yeah.
This kind of sounds spheroid, like, have
this
you know?
Sounds like some sort of medical condition. I have a prolate spheroid.
Oh, I'd be like, get yourself into A&E.
Like, you're going to die.
We've got a prolate spheroid over here. Stat.
Here we go. Wake up in my bed, I just want to have a good day. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning.
What is the crack?
What's going on?
I do think today's meant to be a better day. It's hard to believe out there now.
When is that starting?
It honestly couldn't be worse than yesterday. To
coming
be fair.
To work, I was like, it literally hasn't stopped since I came to work yesterday.
Yeah. I know. I didn't leave the house from 11 a.m. yesterday until I left for work today.
Great.
And that was my absolute plan, so I succeeded in everything I wanted to achieve yesterday.
Did the exact same thing. Did not get a drop of fresh air yesterday. No. Went home and stayed exactly where I was.
I walked to the shop to get a pizza. So.
Oh, whoa!
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
A day like yesterday.
Thank you.
Thank you. One thing I did want to achieve yesterday, but I didn't because I just sat on my hole all day, was excuse my language. I wanted to sort out my WhatsApp. And basically, I need to have a long meeting on WhatsApp. Okay.
With who?
I've counted that I have 45 minutes worth of voice notes unlistened to on my WhatsApp from a bunch of different friends. So I basically need to have a meeting on WhatsApp whereby I go through each one, listen to each one and reply. Yeah. I'll be there for 2 hours.
Yeah, I know, I get that.
What if you reply and by the time you're not even done, they've already responded?
That's my biggest fear in the whole world.
You're too popular, Ash.
No, it's not that. Like, some of them are literally from, like, I think the oldest one is from like the end of June or like the 20th of June. Yeah. I feel very bad for that
dear
girl.
God, you're awful.
I know.
You're one of those people you see online, you know, when people take screenshots of like something and it's like WhatsApp 439. You're like, what kind of person are you?
No,
Me
and this friend have a nice little system going where we send each other basically a podcast and then we listen in our own time and then reply. Look, she's sending me 15-minute voice note.
I'm going to presume she lives away.
She lives in London,
I think that's always the vibe. If someone's away, there's just a mutual understanding that we will get back to that with a good catch up when you can. I pin mine, you see, and then when I run out of pins, that's when I know, because you only get three pins.
Oh,
yeah.
I need about 9 pins.
Right, okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's bad. I need to have my WhatsApp.
She's gone bowling over here, what?
Hey! I've come to a bit of a realisation lately that I could be a happier person if I stopped doing one thing.
Oh.
And that one thing is feeling sorry for inanimate objects.
Oh.
I realise that I'm going through my days having micro sadnesses, micro pangs of real, like, pain and sadness for inanimate objects, things that aren't sentient and cannot feel sadness.
I understand.
It all started, this kind of realisation, the other day when I was making a stir fry and I was chopping up some sugar snap peas, aka peas in a pod, and I was like, ah, look, I want this to be real nice, so I sliced off all the little pointy ends.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
I don't think you're supposed to eat them. Well, not supposed to, but I didn't want them, so I chopped them all off, and then I just like saw the little pile of all the little pointy ends and I just went, oh. I was like, oh, they're just going in the bin.
Oh.
And I felt so bad.
Oh
I felt
God.
So bad.
Can I ask?
They were so cute.
A little question.
Yeah.
On air, did you happen to be PMSing at the time?
No, I'm actually mid-cycle right now, so that's why it's really bad, okay?
The things I've asked Aisling that she has gone, it's a very personal question. And she didn't say it there.
Emma can ask me those type of questions. Then last night I was getting in the shower and I threw on the shower and then I was like, oh damn it, I need certain shampoo or whatever. So I went off, and then when I went off to get what I needed, boyfriend Alex started asking me something. So I was gone from the shower that was running for about like 2 minutes. And when I came back, I felt so bad for the shower because the shower was running without me in it. And I felt so sorry for the shower. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Not for the environment.
I wasn't there.
just for the shower.
Aisling, I don't know what's going on here, pal. I'm concerned.
So I started making a list of all the inanimate objects that I feel sorry for day to day. I feel sorry for the washing machine when I put it on too many times in the one day. It must be wrecked. I feel sorry for my keyboard when I haven't played it in ages and it's covered in dust.
I know.
I feel sorry for my phone when my screen time is very high. I think it must be burnt out. I feel sorry for the kettle when I have to reboil the kettle because I've wasted too much time and now the water inside it has gone cold. I have to reboil the same water. I feel so bad. I feel sorry for every library. I just look into a library, I just feel bad.
Why?
I'm just like, oh.
Be busier.
Yeah, be busier.
Please.
Are you okay? And don't get me started on the books. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I feel sorry for my winter coats when it's summer. I feel sorry for calendars when I forget to flip a whole month and then I have to skip that whole month. Oh. And that picture never gets its day out.
It's the light of day, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel so sorry for DVDs.
Oh, I get it.
I just feel so bad for all DVDs.
I actually, as soon as you were talking about inanimate objects, I know you already mentioned the washing machine, but I genuinely feel secondhand stress when it's on a spin. I'm like, you poor thing. Like, yeah, giving an absolute welly in there. And you get no thanks for it.
Nothing.
No thanks.
Nothing.
I don't understand this at all.
No?
No.
You're not an empath, so.
No. Whoa,
you don't feel sorry for inanimate objects? Whoa, you're cold.
The only thing I kind of understand is I did have a teddy bear once, and when I used to put it, I obviously put it away because I grow up.
You were a big boy when you were 22.
I'm a big boy. And I put it in the cupboard, and my cupboard opens like two doors, so I put it in the middle so it could see out the crack.
See?
So I kind of get what you mean.
You
but at the same time, then I turned 11 and stopped caring.
Producer Callum.
Can I give you one that I only had a couple of days and I didn't even think of this? I opened the press and I saw at the back of the press the toasty maker. Hasn't seen the light of day in about 6 months. And I saw it and was like, you poor little dear, just sitting in the dark.
You poor little dear.
Not being used, not being loved, not being used to your full potential. And then I shut the door and just left it, and then I forget about it for another 6 months.
Yeah, it's like I feel bad for George Foreman's. Because everybody buys it. Everyone's so excited to start. Waffle makers, crepe makers. I feel bad for all of them.
And you know what's hard to realise? I don't think the air fryers realise that they're having the time of their lives right now, but it's not going to be for
long. It's not going to last.
Yeah. One day you'll turn the air fryer on for the very last time.
And you won't even realise it's the last time.
That's the only way I make food, so I don't think my air fryer is anything to worry about.
When have you been roasted by a child, okay? When have you been roasted by a child? Your child, a child, any child. Reason being, our boss Nick told Callum in the office this epic story about him and how he's been roasted lately by his own children, right?
Yes.
So we've dragged Nick in early. Normally it would be until after nine or so because Callum says this is an amazing story. You need to get it on the air. Again, when you've been roasted by a child, 087 711 1038. Morning, Nick.
Hey, guys. How are you? Delighted to get out of the house early this morning. It's absolutely between the hours of 7 and 8 a.m., and 5 and 7 p.m. Is just, if you're a parent of young children, you can relate. Those are like, those are the hours of carnage. It's
are
like,
you saying you only see your kids for 3 hours a day?
Is that what you're saying?
Because that's what I really said.
That sounds ideal.
When you put it like that, it's I'm not seeing them a lot, am I? And the hours that I am seeing them, it's like, wow, it is full flat to the mat.
So at that time of the evening now is a lovely relaxing time for us, isn't it, guys?
That's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what, I'm doing later?
What?
No idea.
Tell, me more. What's that like? And what do you do when you sit?
Do you know what I'm going to watch later? Anything I want.
Okay, keep going.
Do you know what? I might go to town and might stay at home. Who knows?
You're having kiddie problems though, Nick.
Yeah, I get roasted by my children. So I wanted to tell you, this has just randomly come out of nowhere. Essentially, I knew you guys were talking about being roasted by kids. I was like, I've got stories for days. I'll tell you this, right? It's normally you would think, what, mum, dad, I'd get called dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my three-year-old calls me big fella.
So hold on, you walk into a room and he's like, all right, big fella.
No, it's more so if I ask him to do something. Ollie, get your shoes on, we've got to leave. Righto, big fella.
That's a lie. Is that real?
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
Surely someone told him to say this.
I'm sorry, since when?
It's probably been about a month.
That's
now.
Excellent.
Oh, no,
and
that's
do you correct him?
Do you know, I can't help but laugh. Do you know when that happens? You're like, I want to make this right, but also this is amazing.
And have you asked your family members who may have encouraged him to start saying this?
I reckon he's getting it from a TV
show. TV or something.
Yeah. Because sometimes he'll go with Big Blue Guy. All right, Big Blue Guy, which is from
Bluey.
Bluey.
Yes.
Big Blue Guy.
Yeah.
Big Blue Guy.
A bandit, the dad, is sometimes the Big Blue Guy.
That's something you can't really use in that many scenarios. But
no.
Big Guy or Big Fella is definitely a favourite of mine.
Ollie,
I love that.
Eat your damn breakfast. Yep. Got that, Big Fella. Yep. And he's three. He can barely string a sentence together, but I'm Big Fella.
That's amazing.
You know, that was the nickname that they gave to Michael Collins. So
what, was it?
He was an Irish hero. So I would take that as a compliment.
Big Fella.
Maybe he's doing real advanced history in play school.
Must have learned it in crash.
Do you know what? Yeah, we're looking for it this morning when you've been roasted by a child. But that sounds like, I'm sure you're delighted.
I'm kind of into it.
Because like you're in the gym, you're working hard, and then your three-year-old's going, all right, big fella. Yeah.
I do feel like he's taking the mick out of you though, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's
he's
not that
very
respectful.
Cheeky. Very cheeky.
I'm obsessed. I love it.
All right. Thanks a mil, Nick.
Guys, thanks for having me in early this morning.
No problem, big fella. No problem at all.
087 711 103. We'd love to hear from you on this morning. When you've been roasted by a child, again, big fella, the disrespect.
They have
no
filter, those kids.
No, they don't.
Kids
imagine calling
days.
Your dad big fella.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I can start calling my dad big fella.
Better again, I think, is the accidental roasting when they don't realise what they said is kind of offensive.
That's pretty much most of it, isn't it?
Yeah,
they just say what they see.
All right, when have you been roasted by a child? Your voice notes, we love them. We love voice notes around here. 087 711 1038 or get your stories over to us on WhatsApp this morning.
He was just telling us how his, three-year-old keeps calling him big fella.
Love that. So I hope that continues
like,
for the rest of his
eat your dinner
life.
And he'd say,
right out, big fella. Fella.
We'll do big fella. So funny.
When have you been roasted by a child? 087 711 1038. We'd love to hear from you. David, has this happened to you? Yeah, you've got kids?
Constantly. I have an 11-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh, no. So
oh,
you're
God.
In the thick of it.
The 3-year-old, he's 6 next week. Sorry. Six.
Right.
Three.
You think it was three and he's actually six?
That's a bit.
He's six, yeah.
Bit of a difference.
He's double.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Off to a good start. Tell me, how do they roast you?
You're constantly just called bro.
What do you mean, bro? Where's that coming from?
Oh, explain. Give me an example.
Right. It's time to go to bed. Oh, bro, what do you mean?
Stop. That's unreal.
And do you know where they're getting that from? Is it on the TV program or something?
Yeah, I think it must be TV. Or, do you know the like American YouTube kids?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be YouTubers.
Okay, yeah. Listen, thanks a million for that, David. Cheers.
No problem. Have a good day.
Good luck, David. Bye.
Bye, David.
Talk to you later.
Where are they getting bro?
No, but I just
what
thought, like,
stupid question.
But maybe there's a TV show where they're like, they're calling their parents bro. In
I call
you
bro, to be fair.
Yeah, but if you were 3 years old,
you're going to call your dad bro.
No, you're not going to call your dad bro. But yeah, I'd call you bro. Like, you just call random people, oh, bro. Like, it's kind of just one of those things, isn't it?
I don't think at 3 years they're meant to be that cool, though.
Maybe I'm not down with the kids.
087-711-103. Let us know. When have you been roasted by a child?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Inspired by our boss, Nick. He's got a couple of kids, and instead of being called dad, he's being responded to with, all right, big fella.
So will funny. Do, big fella.
He's like, the disrespect. 087-711-103. We'd love to know when you have been roasted by a kid. Meg, tell us all.
Okay, so I used to work in a crash a few years back, and I mean, children are mean, so a child turned around to me, just randomly playing with his blocks, and he just turns and he goes, you have a fat head. I was like, oh, okay. And then there was another child who, like that, just in the middle of an activity, turns around to me and goes, you look like a leopard. And I was like, why is that? You have a lot of spots in your face.
No! Yeah. Oh God, that's
Meg.
Rough.
I know that you're just busy working away, minding your own business, then you get absolutely slammed.
Yeah, I hope you went to HR about that kid, did you?
Oh no, I literally was like, oh, thanks so much. Like, you know, you have to be so nice to them.
Yeah, just go cry yourself to sleep.
Oh my God, talk about your confidence being on the floor as soon as you come out of work. Like,
you know what? I'm gonna compliment a creche worker today. They probably need it.
Yeah, there's one on the phone right now.
Yeah, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much, Meg. Talk to you later, pet.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. My niece Florence, when she got real obsessed with like a weighing scales and figuring out what that meant, she was up and counting her numbers, whatever. I don't know. Can't remember what weight she was. Say like 3 stone or whatever, you know. Yeah. She'd be like, 3, what are you? And I'd hop on and she'd go, whoa, that's so heavy. Like, thank you, child. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I was feeling good.
I love how honest they are. They're like little Simon Cowells. I don't know.
Orla, when have you been roasted by a child?
So 7 years ago, I had my baby girl and my son was about 5. Mm. And he came into the hospital, as you do, to see your new baby sister. And he goes, oh, man, the baby is out. But why is your belly still so fat?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Oh, as if it just magically disappears like that.
I wish.
That's exactly what you needed after giving birth to an actual human, right?
Like, do you know what I've been through?
You just have to love your kids.
I know.
That's some good advice.
I suppose you do.
Cheers. Thanks, Mel, for that, Orals.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. When have you been roasted by a child? 087-711-103. There's a number if you want to get your voice notes in. This voice note in from Amy.
So I work in a crash, so as you can imagine, I'm roasted every single day by the kids. Yeah. And my kids are young. One of the days I went into the crash and I would always wear makeup into work. But this morning, I think I was in work for 8 o'clock or something, so I said absolutely not. So I didn't put any makeup on and I went in. The first thing one child said to me was, what's wrong with your face? Are you sick? No, I just don't have any makeup on. But yeah, I get roasted every single day in my job and it's so funny. All you can do is laugh. All you can do is laugh.
I guarantee it though, if you didn't wear makeup all the time and then wore makeup one day,
they'd say the same thing.
Oh my God, you're like a princess.
No, they'd say, what's going on with your face?
Well, that's true.
It's not just kids as well. My friend is a secondary school teacher and she texted me one day and she was like, one of the girls said to me, Niamh, how do you slick back your hair? And she was like, I knew she knew it was grease. Little wet.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
My own niece, when she got fascinated by weighing scales, asked me to hop up and went, oh my God, that's so heavy when I got on the weighing scales. It just doesn't make you feel great about yourself.
I wonder what we said. Thick skin.
I wonder what we said as kids, like,
that's
to our parents.
True.
I'd say we were good as gold. Oh, very think? Kind children, yeah. We were.
Maria, you're getting roasted by your own child, are you?
Yeah, so she's three, so we're stuck in traffic one day and she turned around and she told me to feckin' drive, mommy. Because the traffic had moved on, I had enough.
Feckin' drive, mommy.
I love that.
Drive, mommy.
Talk about a backseat driver.
That's
love
so funny. Three. God, Maria.
And now she does it because she knows it's funny.
That's the problem. If you laugh, you're done for that.
Yeah. That's it.
Thanks, Maria.
Thanks, bye.
Good luck, bye.
Talk to you later.
Karen was on. She said, I used to work in a preschool. I had specific clothes I would wear to work because they would get covered in paint and Play-Doh. One four-year-old girl looked me up and down and said, do you have any other clothes? You wore that top last week. Oh my God, she's going to be a nasty, nasty girl
in school. That's everyone's like biggest fear, dressing themselves. Everyone's going to remember when you last wore it. That's so brilliant.
Charlene was on.
My 11-year-old son roasted me. I was saying to my husband, I'd only started back at the gym a couple of weeks before and I was like, oh, I've lost like 3 or 4 pounds. Like,
brilliant.
Feeling good, healthy. The young fella just pipes up and goes, where? You look the exact same. So, like, while my husband was choking on his drink, trying to cover up the fact that he was laughing at that, he eventually was like, no, we don't say that to mommy. And I was just like, oh, great. Then I had to get hearing aids about a year and a half ago for hearing loss, because the two of them kept saying, you're deaf. And I was like, no, yous are just mumbling. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to go and get a hearing test. And I came back with hearing aids. Safe to say they roasted me. They're still roasting me for that.
I love it.
Oh my God, poor thing. We got a message in from Lauren as well. She said, my boyfriend's sister is 10 and I'm 26 weeks pregnant. She's going away in 3 weeks. She says, I'm talking about wearing bikinis, etc. And the 10-year-old says, ew, everyone's going to see your stretch marks. She goes, I'm like, sorry, I don't have one stretch mark to my name. You little weapon.
I love that.
The neck. She just heard the word stretch marks and heard that it makes me...
And pregnancy.
Jamie was on as well.
My little lad is 3. And if I'm giving out to him, if he's misbehaving, he turned around to me and said, go on, hard man.
What'd she say?
Go on, hard man.
No, he doesn't.
If I said that to my dad.
I want to hear that again.
Go on, hard man.
You can actually feel your blood
boiling. They are fighting words, man. They are fighting words.
That would be so annoying. How would Don have reacted to that?
Oh, Dave? God, I'd be killed. I'd be black and blue.
Unreal.
Emma, David, Ashley.
This is Spins Fully Charged. All right, let's do this. It is Wednesday, the 10th of July. What's the crack?
Hey there.
Good morning. Interesting night tonight. England versus the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah.
Euro semi-final. And I read this story right now. The headline or the article starts with, it's coming home fever is hitting the English. And I was like, oh God, I'll just stop reading here. But no, I'm glad I didn't. So they played the Netherlands in the Euros tonight semi-final. There's a psychic called Nicolas Ojula, right? He predicts that England are going to win tonight. He already predicted that Spain would win last night. To be fair, I predicted that as well. Okay. So I don't think he's that special. Says the first half of the England game will be tense and the later half is when it gets more interesting. Again, every single match has been the exact same for England.
Tense is such a like vague statement as well. Sure.
Keep an eye out for Kyle Walker or Jude Bellingham scoring for England. Again.
Are they forwards yet? Cool.
Kyle Walker is an interesting one, to be fair, saying that. But Jude Bellingham, that's just obvious. But anyway, the guy claims to have accurately predicted major world events, including COVID-19 and the fire at the Notre Dame in Paris. And I'm like, what a random, like, he could have told us about anything else, but no.
Well, that was pretty off the wall. So maybe he is on
here's
something
a major global event, and here's something that goes on in Paris for like about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Where's the line there? But it's getting better, right? Because there's a wildlife park in Sussex. They have claimed that they have mystic meerkats.
Hey, I'm Gemma. I'm the headkeeper here at Drusilla's Park. And we're
we are back for yet another Mystic Meerkat prediction. Who'd have thought they got it right so far?
I hate this. I hate every year, like every World Cup, every Euros, there's always a mystical octopus.
Wasn't there a lady as well who's these predictions come around again, of course, on the turn of a new year? Predictions for what's going to happen in the world in 2024.
I'm pretty sure there was a dog in this office doing predictions.
There was a lady with a piece of a vegetable. There was a vegetable lady in the UK who had.
Was that not just Liz Truss outlasting a lettuce? But anyway, the keeper, right? He fills two buckets full of nuts, one with the flag of England on and one with the flag of Netherlands. Let's find out who the Meerkats predict.
I think it's safe to say the Meerkats think England are going to win on Wednesday.
Shocking.
Let's wish the boys luck.
There was so many meerkats, right? And like a lot of them were going to the England one, but loads of them were going to the Netherlands ones as well. So like, I don't know.
Ah, but the Mystic Meerkat, David.
Oh, the Mystic Meerkat,
England,
yeah, of course. So yeah, there you go. Bad news tonight. England are winning, apparently. You heard it here first.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We established something very serious on the show yesterday, that I am one of the weakest people out there. I'm very unstrong. I did an arm wrestle with everybody in this studio yesterday after the show.
Even with two arms.
Lost miserably. And it all kind of came to a head at the weekend when this woman, I was out shopping with my boyfriend Alex, and she was at her car, and she looked at me and said, "Can you give me a hand with this?" She was taking like kind of a big buggy out of the boot. And I said, "Yeah, sure." And then she looked me up and down and goes, "No, not you. Your masculine man in the background there."
Oh, very anti-feminist.
My masculine man, who was at the time holding a pillow he'd just bought and looking at croissants in the Avoca window. I was extremely offended, and then yesterday humbled when I did all the arm wrestles, lost. And to the point where like you guys gave me like looks of serious concern.
I didn't realize how weak you were. You're incredibly fit.
I thought you were putting it on.
A huge amount of running. You know, your fitness is class, but your strength is terrible.
My arms are like twigs.
And can you do a press
up? You need to be strong.
No, not at all.
You can't do a press up.
I never do any of that type of stuff.
Look, we're calling in the troops. I have a lot of gear in here with me today. We're starting the Bonners boot camp this morning.
Yeah.
And on to give you a hand. Niamh is a PT.
Oh, brilliant.
She was in touch. She said, "Aisling, we need to sort this out." We can call in your services, Niamh. We can.
Oh, fantastic. I'll be more than happy to give her a hand.
Yeah, any advice on where we should start with Bonner's boot camp?
If you're not someone who's up for going to the gym, maybe just doing some like body weight exercises at home, like some push-ups. If you're not able to do a full push-up, you can always do the knee push-ups.
Not do that either.
Get started there and then work your way up to the full push-up. So when you're coming in, you can push Dave over your head probably in the next few weeks.
There you go.
Would you recommend bags of sugar as weights?
Bags of sugar, 100%. Bottles of water. If you don't have any weights at home, there's lots of stuff you can use at home to work on it.
Bottles of water.
Bottles of water.
That's a great shout.
Yeah.
Full bottles of water. Heavy.
Liters of milk. Everybody got very creative during COVID, so there's plenty of ways to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. I have a resistance band, Niamh, at home. Will I bring it in for her?
100%.
They're good.
That's a great place to start, for sure. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, Niamh, thank you very much. We'll
update you accordingly.
Yes, exactly.
Sounds great. Bonner's Boot Camp, look forward to it.
Me too.
Thanks, Niamh. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Take it easy.
Bye. I was just trying to frighten you there because I actually did skive in with the resistance band today.
Oh, jibbers.
Listen, I've brought in some serious gear. I brought in my boxing gloves, brought in some weights for you. I did bring in the resistance band this morning. I said we need to take some action urgently on your... I'm worried about you. You need to put the 5 people off if you ever need
no
it.
No, worry you are.
Dave, did you bring in some bits?
You might like my boot camp more. I brought you in a tennis racket.
Fun.
Yeah.
I can lift that. That's not that heavy.
Sorry, I'll give you that one. I brought you in one of them rollers for when you get sore.
Oh, again, not much to do with strength.
Yeah, not great.
But it's quite heavy.
That's okay. Roller,
swimming togs and goggles.
Awesome. Yeah, love that.
Brilliant.
And that's it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And a bag, a school bag, I suppose.
Yeah, and a school bag, yeah.
I'm going to throw you...
Oh, and a tennis ball.
Okay, brill. So where do I begin with
this? You start with this. I'm throwing her over a resistance band.
Okay.
Sorry, don't want to hit you in the face. I would like you to stand on that resistance bands, and I want you to do 3 sets of 6 reps each of a bicep curl, please. Off you go.
Say again, what the hell is that?
6, just pull it up towards you 6 times. Whoa. 1.
Whoa.
Yeah, again, 2.
Oh, looks 3. Very good.
Oh.
4.
Oh, God. The arm. Oh, no. So you have to get
your 6. What am I doing? 6. My arms are slamming. slamming back down again.
Yeah. So Ash is lifting up the resistance band and then it's just flinging back down like a lad. You need to go down slowly.
God, she really is weak. Okay, scrap that. We'll get to that later. You can keep that for a few days and learn how to do a rep. And
I'd say stick on the goggles.
Okay.
There you go.
Not sure what the goggles are going to do here.
Wait.
Protection.
And so then you're going to hold the tennis racket.
Oh, I broke the goggles with my super strength.
And you're just going to bounce the ball. There you go.
Oh, that'd be good for my
with one hand. One hand. Yeah, there you go.
Small muscles.
Hand out.
That's
straight.
Probably good for your, I don't know, wrist action.
I can feel the wrist.
See, she can feel it already. This is what I'm saying. And then obviously we need a little bit of a massage now.
My wrist is ripped.
So you need to roll the wrist there now. And that's quite heavy, so you can use that as a weight too.
Ooh, yeah. Okay,
Are you feeling stronger already?
Much stronger, yeah. Thanks,
I
thought guys.
So. I have two weights. They're only 2.5 kg each.
I want to see her do the weights. I do want to see her do the weights.
Legit weights. I carried in for this morning. I would like you to do the front raise, 3 sets, 5 reps each. That is, you need to stand up.
Oh, stand again.
And your raise is like this. Hands the other way, turn around. Yeah. And out in front of you.
Oh, they're the tough ones.
Straight in front, yeah. You do that 5 times. 2.
I can feel it in my core.
3, yeah.
Why would you feel it in 4. Your core?
Stop rocking like a baby.
You shouldn't 5. Be able to feel this in
5.
Your core.
Now take a break and then do it 5 more times, then 5 more times, and then 5 more times.
I will be here all day. Yeah. We should go to a song.
Find a thing to do here then.
Anybody want to hear a song? 077-111-103. Do you want to hear a song?
Here are some boxing gloves. Here you go.
Yeah.
Take the boxing gloves and throw them on.
Can I punch you in the face?
I would like you to do a few jabs with Dave there. Yeah. So Dave, you hold up your hand.
Oh.
Up your hands. Every second hand, left or right.
It'll have to be his hand.
Throw. Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Go to 20. 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14.
Do not
16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, cool.
He's doing little tricks. I don't like it.
That's it. That's Bonner's Boot Camp Day 1.
Woo. How do you feel?
We should do this every morning, guys. It's such a good listen, I'd
say. It's a good way of waking up, I'd say. It's like when Emma makes us do jumping jacks.
It's a good way to wake up in the morning, making you do jumping jacks.
I feel better already.
We'll get you sorted. You'll be ripped in no time, guys.
Now, I would like to talk about the Big Apple. New York City, baby. They have everything. They do it big, they do it bright, and they do it better. I'm going to stop now.
And they do it with a pack of Reese's Pieces in the back pocket.
They do indeed. Well, they are ahead on a lot of things, to be fair. They're also extremely behind on other things.
Oh.
They got their guns. They still have a guy dressed as Elmo who harasses you if you take a picture with him and don't pay him. And they have just discovered wheelie bins.
Oh, no man. Way.
Right? I think this is bizarre. We've all been there. Like, you've been to New York, haven't you, Ash?
I have, yeah.
The place can stink quite bad at times. Yeah. Like, it's especially during the summer and the heat and things like that. Like, there was just rubbish left all over the streets.
It's just bags, isn't it?
It's just bags. It's not good. So the mayor has been trying to get these wheelie bins to New York for a long time.
These wheelie bins?
Literally. Why? Because he keeps going to places that have wheelie bins and people keep slagging him that New York don't have them. Have a listen.
Okay.
When I go abroad and when I visit other countries, they are blown away that we still use plastic bags. We are leaders. We lead from the front.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to catch up with everyone else and make sure we get these plastic bags off our street.
We are leaders. We lead from the front.
We lead from the front.
Wheelie bins. Yeah, they're a good idea.
He says holding a brand new wheelie bin.
God, I can't imagine just the effort of, you know, if you have something pointy in your rubbish and it rips your bag.
Yeah.
Such a potential mess.
It's bizarre. But Eric Adams is the mayor's name, and his dislike of rubbish or trash and rats is well documented. So he's been unveiling a black plastic wheelie bin at a press conference on Monday, declaring the city was taking the next step forward in their trash revolution.
Oh my God. Imagine like presenting a wheelie bin to
yeah, but see, this is the thing. He's getting slagged online left, right and centre because it's literally just a wheelie bin. Like, this is not a revolution.
Cutting the ribbon for a wheelie bin. Look what we've thought of, guys.
It's like someone bringing, like, a wired phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, guys, look at this. It's called a house phone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we've had that since the
90s. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's 80s, whatever. So he was being slagged about that. However, he's sticking to his guns, no pun intended. He's very excited to bring wheelie bins to New York. There's a video of him wheeling out the bin to his front house and people are just like clapping him, which is the most bizarre thing ever. I can kind of understand the excitement a little bit because he's making a difference, especially when you hear this.
And that is why, as of November 12th, our administration will have containerized 70% of our city's 14 billion pounds of annual trash.
£14 billion of annual trash.
Did he just say containerized?
Containerized, he did. He did say containerized.
Oh, they're so good at making up words over there.
Making it sound so impressive.
We have just really been.
But £14 billion of trash, that's 6,350,293 tons of trash a year. That is an insane amount of rubbish. It's insane. Not all great news, though. They spent a lot of money on this.
Yeah.
They also spent a lot of money on just kind of like seeing if it would work, basically.
Yeah.
They
spent not to work about it? Just put your rubbish in the bin.
This is someone tweeted, if you're bad at spending money, just remember that New York City paid a company $4 million for a study on whether trash bags should go into trash cans. So beginning on November 12th, all properties with 1 to 9 residential units will be required to set their trash out in a wheelie bin. Welcome to 2024, New York.
America. Well done, USA.
I remember going to like America in general, and even my mom was like, God, they're quite behind in some things.
Well,
like
definitely,
they are quite behind in a lot of things.
Like, they're man into their plastic bags when you go shopping. They put everything into a plastic bag. They don't have the reusable bags. They're not great for recycling.
No, not at all. So
all
this
those
is,
type of things. Maybe it's just this is trash a step, management.
A step in the right direction.
Well done to this mayor.
Well done to Wheelie Bin Mayor. What he will be known as forever.
Yeah, we know.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
On a Wednesday. Surprise.
Weird.
What's going on?
And late. Some people have probably never heard this before. We often play it earlier.
If you haven't heard this, you are in for a treat. Welcome to the greatest radio game ever invented. This is called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
He's very humbled, obviously.
This
is
according to the man who made it.
It is a wonderful... I think it's the best radio game in history.
I like it. I'll go so far as saying I really enjoy it.
It's a game, basically, where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like, name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. So if you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you're out. However, if you say anything else, you're through. Mm-hmm. You're on to the next round.
Genuinely has the stuff written down in front of him. No messing here.
We have
CCTV in studio. It's written down.
And you listening, every single round you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Pass. Okay, there is 5 up for grabs. If you say something, by the way, that's not in the category, you're also out.
Like you can't say a suburb of North County Dublin and say bananas.
No, exactly.
Yeah, you have to be legitimate.
Which I think is fair enough.
Yes. If you would like to play, message us the word game right now. You could win up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes. 087 711 1038. Emma and Aisling, would you like to play?
I sure would.
Okay, here
we
go.
Thank you for asking.
Emma and Aisling, don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Round 1.
Okay.
Name a part of the body.
God.
From beep, beep, beep.
Elbow.
Weenus. also a part of the elbow.
I have written down arm. We are into round 2.
Oh, we were dicing with death there.
Name a fruit.
Peach.
Papaya.
I have written down banana.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to say a fruit Dave has never heard of.
I have heard of a papaya. Number.
I haven't.
On to round 3. Name any flag with the colour blue in it.
New Zealand. UK.
I have written down
France.
We are on to round number 4.
Ooh,
it's getting tougher as we go. Name a season.
Damn you. Winter.
Spring.
I have written down winter.
That's Ash out. I'm still going. One more. Come on.
Ash, I'd also like to play this round because I'm particularly proud of this particular question.
Okay.
Question number 5. Emma for the win. Name a creature with no legs.
A fish. Worm.
I have written down a snake.
Very good.
So that is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. If you'd like to play, message us the word game right now. 087 711 1038. You could win up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
You know my favourite thing about that? The claps are live.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Every single time.
It
Welcome.
Brings you it with our own hands.
Fun for us, you know.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. The greatest radio game alive. Mm-hmm. Not only because the game is fun, but also the theme song is banging. And we got live claps in here.
We do indeed.
Who have we got on to play today?
Leonie's giving it a lash. On her way to work. What do you do for work, Leonie?
I'm an SNA in a special ed school. Amazing. So shout out Lieberman School in Templeogue.
Love that, Leonie.
How come you're working now? It's July, Leonie. Would you ever take a break?
It's called July Provision, so it's kind of summer camp for the kids.
Oh, very good.
I've heard that.
Brilliant.
I actually did a summer camp when I was in school. That was in my school. It's ran by my school. And I was like, so, what a lick. I was so buzzing to go to the school summer camp, just to go back into school.
You're gas. All right, Leonie, welcome to a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day. I will ask you to say, for example, name a town in North County Dublin, and you'll hear three beeps. Make sure and answer on the third beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you're out. That's the vibe of the game. Does that make sense?
It doesn't
do it, yeah. Right. You're going to have a lot of fun, Leonie.
Oh, wish you get the best of luck,
girl. 5 IMC Cinema passes up for grabs. You can stop at any time. Let's see how far you want to go. Round number 1 for 1 IMC Cinema pass. Here we go. Name a street in Dublin.
Canal Street.
Ooh. A very good one. I'm thinking you know the gist of the game because I've written down Henry Street.
Very good.
Congratulations. 1 IMC Cinema Pass is in the bag.
All right, Leo, you have to decide now. Do you want to go home with your 1 Cinema Pass or risk it all and gamble it to go on and play for 2?
I have 4 kids at home, so that's not going to happen.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's go for round 2, Leonie. Name any colour.
Blue.
I have went for a yellow.
Ooh. That is risky.
Very good, Leonie. You got to do it for them kids.
Right, think outside the box as well, hon.
We're gambling. We're going to 3, are we, Leonie?
We're going to 3, yeah.
All right.
Round 3. Leonie, name a type of weather.
Snow.
I have written down hailstones.
Oh!
Close.
Just a couple of degrees away from snow.
A few degrees separate.
All right, you've got 4 kids, Leonie. You want to get a 4th IMC Cinema Pass, don't you?
Let's go.
And as Dave, you can notice that the options will start to narrow.
They are starting to narrow. They're starting to get more difficult.
Okay. Don't panic.
You're not going to like me for this one, Leonie, because what I need you to do is name me a day of the week.
Wednesday.
Wednesday being today. And I have written down Thursday.
Oh! All right. Woo! Big decision, Leonie. Do your kids need to be supervised at this cinema?
No.
Okay, so are you taking the 4 or do you want to go for number 4?
No, come on, we'll gamble for the fun of it. Let's go.
We're going to gamble. All right, Leonie. Here we go.
I'm nervous.
Round number 5. Name a species of bird that cannot fly.
What the hell?
A chicken.
You have said chicken.
Go on.
For a species of bird that cannot fly, I have written down penguin.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Leonie, congratulations. 5 IMC Cinema Passes are on the way. I hope you enjoyed Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
I sure did. What a way to start my morning.
Leonie, have a great summer and thanks so much for listening, okay?
See you, Leonie.
Cheers, guys.
Up
thanks.
July
good
provision.
Day. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. That's the kind of high we all needed this morning.
Up July provision.
Up, don't say the same thing that Dave has written
it's
down.
It's a new up the Norse's.
Yeah, up the Norse's.
July provision.
Got to pull up a bit of VAR on don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Don't you dare.
The category there for Leonie was name a flightless bird, a bird who can't fly. She said chicken. Now I've just done a Google. Can chickens fly?
They technically can for a little bit.
They get their wings clipped, don't they?
Exactly that. Well, the answer is yes, chickens can fly, but not for long distances. So, Dave, maybe you just needed to specify the distance.
Well, I can fly, not for long distances.
Can you?
Yeah.
On a Saturday night.
Flap your arms, jump off a roof, you'd be grand.
That's true.
It's called falling with style.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.